Welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Hey friends, Doug Addison. Merry Christmas. I hope you're having a great week. I hope you're ready for the holidays. Welcome to Spirit Connection. This is the time. My goodness, we're celebrating the coming of Christ in the world. Merry Christmas to you and your family, from myself, my wife, Linda, our Inlight Connection team. And we are so grateful. We're praying God's going to bless you with the most amazing gift that you could ever have. Romans 8:32 actually is the best gift, for God has proved his love by giving us the greatest treasure, the gift of his Son. And since God has freely offered him up to us as a sacrifice for us all, he certainly won't withhold from us anything else he has to give. That's in the Passion Translation. I love that one. Romans 8:32, you might want to write that one down. Lord, we pray that you would give us that gift, the richness of your love, the blessings of your favor. We pray that we would come into agreement on earth as it is in heaven. We would rise above everything going on in the world right now, and we would just tap in to this wonderful flow from heaven in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, maybe you feel like you've been laboring. I know I felt, man, I've been laboring. And it felt like you've been laboring and maybe even walking through a time of suffering. And I've got some good news for you, that this difficult season that we're in right now is intended actually to change things. There's a payoff. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. Jesus said this in John 16:20. He said, "Very truly I tell you, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will turn to joy, like a woman giving birth to a child who has pain because her time has come. But when the baby is born, she forgets the anguish because her joy, what the child is born into the world, is now complete." John 16:20. Powerful, powerful prophetic word right now, because we're celebrating the birth of Christ, right? So it's a baby being birthed. Plus, we're birthing something new. Something new is coming for the new year. And because we're birthing, there's pain in birthing something new. But I want to encourage you to stay with it, because there are some new things coming. There's promotions, gifts coming. The Lord kept telling me that the end of the year would be a turning point. And that was a prophetic word I released for the month of December, that the turning point is here. Might not be what you think. Some people think that, oh, well, the turning point, that would be that, you know, the pandemic's gone, everything's up. You know what? God doesn't measure things based on the attack of the enemy. You know, the enemy's hitting hard, but his measurement comes to us by how we get through that storm. When Jesus was in the storm of the boat, he got up and rebuked that storm. And another time he slept, and he just said, "Oh, you of little faith." You want to build your faith right now. The Lord is using this time. He's going to use all of this. The pandemic and all the stuff going on was not from God. It was a storm. The Lord just showed me that it was a storm against the seven mountains. Now, I don't know if you know the prophetic words over the seven mountains, but it's true. The seven mountains that were trying to influence the world, this storm has come against that very thing that we've been trying to do. And that's kind of like the source to what the enemy is trying to do right now. But you're going to get a new strategy from God. And Jesus said this, the Lord said, "I will never leave you. I will never forsake you." You need to grab hold of your life purpose is about to open. And it's in a greater way right now, because God is birthing new things this Christmas. This Christmas, we're going to see gifts. We're going to see new gifts come. Now, I've been already moving it. I'm a signs prophet. What happens to me is quite often is a sign to the prophetic words that I give. But what I've been seeing is the gifts and the promotions, basically, that are coming. It's basically what you're doing now. Some people will move into new positions, but most people are just getting something new is going to come to you. But in the midst of this, it's a greater authority. And that's what I'm seeing as the promotion happening right now. It's greater authority. I'm still operating in the courts of heaven. I'm a courts of heaven prophet like I've always been. But suddenly, the last 6 weeks, I've been invited into meetings I've never been part of. So in other words, my pay grade went up, right? That's greater authority. The Lord is releasing greater authority right now to be able to move in the deeper things of the Lord. Things, you know, are going to settle down. As we settle into the new year and the pains of birthing the new thing is going to turn to joy. And it will be important to get into this place of seeing good and not focusing on the bad. You have to do this. You have to see the good and not focus on the bad. That's what I do. I watch the news every night. Sometimes I get tempted to go, whoa, you know, this is bad. My goodness, this is terrible. But then I rise above. I get up and I rebuke that storm. And I speak to those things that are not as though they are. That's what faith is speaking to those things. And I take authority. So as you change the way you look at the storm, God's going to change things dramatically for you. Romans 8:28. And we know that with all things, God works together for good for those who love him, who are called according to his purpose. So God is working things. He has a plan right now. And watch for the Lord's purposes to come out into the greater view over the next few months. You know, it's been a lot of distractions and roadblocks. But it's going to suddenly, that's what the Lord told me, a sudden shift's coming. First of the year, the sudden acceleration. I love this verse, on the sudden acceleration, which is Amos 9:13. You need it only be now, God's decree. Things are going to start to happen so fast, going to make your head swim. Head over heels, one thing over another, everything happening all at once, everything, everywhere you look, there will be blessings. Blessings will pour like wine over the mountains. The Lord is speaking this. That's Amos 9:13 in the Message version. The Lord is speaking this. That's a word right now that there's an acceleration coming. Things are going to start moving faster. Now, some people are in different places. I know them giving this kind of a blanket word, but overall, you can tap into this based on your situation. Rise above. Do not go under with this storm. There's an undertow right now of discouragement. Try to get people, especially at the holidays. I break off that spirit of discouragement, break off the spirit of loneliness, isolation, and suicide even. In Jesus' name. Don't ask the Lord to take you to heaven now. My goodness, we got all kinds of things that we want to do. And so God's going to remove the log jams and we're going to start seeing things open up on a greater level. I saw the backlog of blessing starting to come. And it'll include financial, spiritual, relational. There's a backlog. The storehouses on earth have been empty. So the Lord says, I'm going to now release the storehouses of heaven to fill up those empty storehouses on earth. So watch for blessing to come. Be open to sharing it with others when you get it. And the Lord spoke this to me, is to be blessed in the mess. You can be blessed in the midst of it, you know, and I'm not saying that this is a, you know, that you just name it and claim it, you know. But you know what? You do have to grab hold of it. You got to grab this and pull this into your life. There's a word right now for you. God is going to move in ways you've never seen before. Every time I keep asking him about that, I keep hearing that Habakkuk 1:5. He says, I'm going to do something new that's going to surprise you, basically. He's going to do this new thing. I also heard the Lord say that as he does the new things, that it's going to change and shift things. Your current situation is going to shift. And the solution for what you need to do is probably not in your current mindset. You got to step out of that mindset and step into what God has for you. And it's going to be an amazing time. I just want to prophesy to you right now that no matter how it feels, no matter what it looks like, God has you. He's got you in His hand. And I saw people moving in this new authority. And I've had a vision a few years ago that I share a lot, but I know it's happening right now. And this vision was, it was the table of the Lord. And I had this vision where the Lord was at the table. It was the head of the table, but it went on for eternity. You know, this table did. And most of the Christians were standing around the table of the King ready to serve. They were all ready. They had their hands out like this, you know, like butlers, you know, and servants and just ready to go, you know, whatever you want, Lord, I'll do. And the Lord was actually inviting people to sit at the table as a son or a daughter. And there's this movement right now. I tell you, God is moving. This is the word for you at Christmas. You need to move from the servant to the son or the daughter. Now, we do need to serve, of course. You know, we come to it through serving. And I did this for years. I had this mentality that I was, you know, just a servant. I was like, whatever you want, Lord, whatever you want. I had no self outside of whatever He wanted, which is good. That's a good thing. But there is a time where you need to come and sit at the table of the Lord. And what that means is that you need to become a son or a daughter. The sons and daughters know the Father's heart. Once you get the Father's heart, then Psalm 37:4 comes. He says, delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. And once that happens, He can turn to you like at the table to the son or daughter. And He says, you have my heart now. I want to bless you. I want to move. Then He starts sharing secrets. Now, I entered the table of the Lord long before I ever entered, you know, as a prophet or anything like that. I entered the table of the Lord years ago. Once I understood my authority, I still am a servant, but I don't stand there waiting for the Lord to say something. You know, I remember, you know, when my daughter, they were growing up, and there was a time when that I was hoping she would get to that place to where she would clean her room without me telling her to clean her room. You know what I'm saying? That's maturity. This is what God's doing this Christmas. He's calling you and many people up to a new level of maturity to where He doesn't have to tell you everything. You start to know His heart. You start to know the season. Oh, you start to know this and that. I do this. A lot of the prophetic that I do, the daily prophetic and the prophetic words of the month and the year, they all flow from this. They flow from that place of just sitting with the Lord. And it's, you know, it's not like I'm there physically or anything like that at all. It's just knowing His heart. It's spending time in His word, spending time in prayer. Seek first the kingdom of God and all of His righteousness. Then everything else will be added. That's Matthew 6:33. To me, that's the second most powerful verse, because the first is the greatest commandment that Jesus said, which was love God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. He said this over and over. He said, this is the greatest commandment that you could ever do. And the second is to seek first the kingdom, and all the other things will be added. Well, I want to bless you on this Christmas. And I pray right now the Lord would open up things for you. I ask, Lord, open our eyes. Open our dreams right now. I pray for the gifts to come, the promotions to come, the encouragement to come. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to let you know that we have a Christmas and New Year's sale. We'll get 50% off everything, which includes my school, an activation school called Hearing the Voice of God 365. We've never done that. It was 50% off of everything. It's going to run through January 3rd, so you want to grab some stuff. I mean, this is a powerful time. If you ever want to write a book, you know, I got the Write Your Book Now. I got all the different types of training out there. Just go to DougAddison.com/Christmas. Also, we have the workshop replay of how to thrive in the new year. It's only $21. DougAddison.com/thrive. consider giving to us, you know, what we do. I'm not big on trying to beat the sheep for offerings, but we do, you know, touch people all over the world. And so go to DougAddison.com/give. There's different ways you can give, but I want to invite you to become part of our partnership. And you know why? Because I do a monthly mentoring call for all of our partners and the students, anyone who signs up for the school or becoming a partner of any amount. And usually it's the last Tuesday of each month. I do an online Zoom group, prophesy, my team prophesies over people, you know, and I do different types of training. And you can do that by becoming a partner with us. Consider following us on social media. Hey, everybody, get ready next week. Got one more Spirit Connection before the end of the year. And be blessed on your Christmas. God bless you.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.